Another episode of Am I a Bad Mum podcast. Am I a Bad Mum? Rachel Thiday. We're busy. Mums are busy.
They are.
Can I tell you what's just triggered me to say that? Because as we're sat down here, we're sat in the chair and I've got my legs crossed over and I've looked down and I've got a hairy knee.
Life's busy that you forgot to shave your knee and the rest of them, they look pretty shaved. I was like, I turned this way because mine are quite spiky.
Well, because I normally have laser, but I haven't had it for a while because I couldn't fit it in. Oh. And then all of a sudden when you've had laser, you're fine, hairy.
All of a sudden. Yeah, and you don't, really quick.
You don't notice it.
You're right. Life is busy. The juggle of life. I am still continuing on the saga of another child at home. I'm not even joking. This is carrying on from how many podcasts now? Two or three podcasts. Yeah. We're in term two. Yeah. I think it's week 4 or 5.
I don't know.
And yep, no, still got another child home.
So have I. Oh. So have I. I had one home all last week and I've got the other one home this week.
I had the same last week. Yeah. Now this week.
It's never ending.
It doesn't stop.
And you know what? I was thinking about you the other day as well because so we've had all this COVID stuff for the last couple of years and then, well, we didn't really have it that much and then all of a sudden we got COVID this year. Everyone's had it. All of a sudden there's flu, like flu is back. Flu. Like we're all banging on about COVID. Actual flu and colds are still around as well. Your daughter, Elsie, had chicken pox.
I know.
It's like all these other illnesses are back going, we're still around.
I know. The chicken pox sent me for a bit of a spin, actually. But do you know what I had? Because we talked about it on the podcast the other week, the chicken pox parties. Yeah. I had two friends say, why didn't you tell me that she had it? And I would have brought my kids over so that they could have got it.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm confused. I'm being a good parent and keeping her home thinking I'm not spreading it and you're asking to come over and celebrate together. I was like, no way.
It depends who the person is because some parents, like I said last time we spoke about it, my mum was all about that. Bring the kids over. Everyone's going to have chicken pox together. But they don't vaccinate it in
the UK. No, that's what we worked out. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So whereas they do here, but that's another thing. Elsie is vaccinated and still got chicken pox. Chicken pox, a medieval illness that we thought was no longer around.
That's what the doctor had said.
You know what 2023 is going to hold?
Chicken pox.
The plague. Oh!
Chicken pox. We're going to go back to chicken pox parties. Woo. No, that's why Gracie's home. She said, I think I've got what Elsie's got. She said, I've got a rash on my tummy. I was like, no, you don't. They're not even the same. Buddy, put a mask on. You'll be fine. Go to school. Nah.
I feel like with the first one that's sick, you're a lot more patient and you know, oh, darling, like, well, let me make you a bed up on the lounge. And then when the second one, because you've had, you're over it by then, the second one, poor thing, because it's not their fault. No, you're fine.
And you know the worst part is I feel like the school because I have had the same text message come through to my phone consistently for this whole term every morning because I'm one of those parents that says Gracie is being marked away absent, reply sick if she's sick or like something or call the line on this, whatever. I had it every day for the whole of term two so far, except for the day that cross country was
on. Because you're not informing them.
I know. Beforehand. Every day. They must be like, I wonder if the Thiday's are actually coming back to school. No, we just do it singly. Wow. Right.
Am I a bad mum for not teaching my kids anything?
Anything?
So, well, you know when you speak to people and someone will normally say, oh, yeah, you know, my mum used to do that. Mm. So I learnt that from my granddad. Like people always have knowledge or certain ways that they can attribute to a family member that they had growing up that, you know, I got that from them.
Yep.
And so I realized that I don't know that I have much wisdom that I pass on to my kids. Mm. So I all of a sudden decided to do it in one day.
Just know, one day. You know, today you go, is the day of wisdom.
Today is the day that I'm going to teach my kids stuff. So, you know, when just things trigger you and I'm thinking about it and I was making dinner and I was thinking, what are my kids going to end up saying I taught them when they're older? And I tried to rack my brains like, what have I passed on to them? What worldly advice have I given to them?
Mm.
None, probably none.
None,
not that I can think of. And so in that moment, the first thing I did, I took the milk out of the fridge and I realized because I'm a normal busy mum, it was out of date. And we've talked about this so many times, you know, cutting off the little bit of mold at the side of the bread. It's all fine. Still put it in the lunchbox. We're all good. Fruit's turning slightly, but it can be eaten today. And so this milk had gone out of date. But as we know, if it smells fine, it's fine.
Yeah, yeah. And you told me this last time. The best before is only a recommendation.
Yeah.
It still can be used if it smells or looks fine.
Yeah. I always think that you normally get maybe 3 days after a best before.
Yeah. And then, I mean, milk is clearly going to give you a whiff. If it's off, you're going to get that dry reach reflex of kind of, I'm not going to go near that.
And I'm pretty sure milk is also a use by, so shouldn't technically follow that rule. Right. But I still think it does.
Yeah.
I still think it's fine.
Yeah.
Give or take a couple of days.
My mouth's getting watery.
You get
just
a little bit
it.
Of leeway. And so I decided, right, this is it. This is going to be the wisdom that I pass on to my children. So I said, do you know how to tell if milk or cream is okay to drink or eat? And they went, how? Like, they're looking at me like really intrigued. How? I said, just open it and give it a sniff. You have to open the lid.
Jeez, that's a piece of wisdom.
Give it a smell. If it smells okay, it is okay.
Yeah.
If it smells like cheese, then don't have it.
Don't do it.
Throw it out.
Yeah.
And Amelia actually used those words. She said to me, okay, so when I'm an old lady and I'm thinking about the wise words my mum had, it was smell the cream, and if it smells like cheese, it's off. So that's what you want me to take through life? I was like, yes, that's what I want you to take through life.
There will be a time in her life. She's moved, you know, overseas. She's got her first flat, whatever. She goes to the fridge. She goes to have a drink of milk, and she goes, oh, I remember when Mum said.
Yeah.
See?
Yes.
It will kick on. She'll be like, you know, 25 or whenever kids move out these days. God knows when that will be, because by the time our kids move out, it'll probably be 35.
Yeah.
They're still saving for a first homeowner.
Well, but Holly told me the other day, she said, I'm going to live with you always. I said, No, you're not. She said, yeah. I said, No. You're out.
Actually, this,
18.
I was like, this guy gave me his business card this morning, and it had his name and his wife's name and his tagline. So nothing to do with his business. His tagline, where your business name would be, spending my kids' inheritance.
Yeah.
That's his business. I was like, I love it. You and I should be friends. Let's chat.
That's and what my like, dad's doing. I know he is.
So when she's 25, she's standing there, the milk carton's a bit off, smelling like cheese. She knows where it's come from.
Yeah,
Mum told me
if it smells like cheese, then it's time to pour it away. And then I was on a roll with that, so I thought, yeah, I've really nailed this. I've got this covered. She's going to be remembering this bit of wisdom forever. And then I brought out another one, which I think is actually a really good one, which my granddad taught me. And I always remember my granddad taught me. And I remember I was with him and I sneezed.
Mm.
And we were outside and he said, did you look up at the sun? And I said, yeah. And he said, do you know why you sneezed? I said, why? And he said, because when you looked up at the sun, as I'm saying this, I don't know if this is fact or not.
No. This is the difference. It doesn't have to be fact, because it's just a piece of wisdom. So each and every one of our wisdom pieces are different, right?
Yeah. So he said, when you look up at the sun, your eyes know that the sun is too bright for your eyes.
Yeah.
So the way that your body deals with that is your body goes, your eyes need to close. Your eyes need to close because that's too bright for them. And so then the only way that your body can make your eyes closed is make you sneeze. So you sneeze when you look at the sun.
Yeah.
And that's your own body's protective measure.
Which makes sense.
Have you ever heard that before?
Never have I heard that. I've heard, I don't even know where the wise wisdom would have come from, but it was something along the lines of when I was, you know, old enough and I understood what an orgasm was, it was like if you sneeze 7 times or 8 times in a row, it's equivalent to an orgasm.
Yeah, I've heard that too. I don't feel
I've never
like,
reached it.
I don't feel like never. An orgasm. A sneeze feels that good.
No, I know a few different mums that have said to me, gosh, if I sneeze, I might piss myself.
Yes.
Yeah. That's not orgasmic for me.
No, that doesn't feel as good.
I don't think that's orgasmic for them either.
But what we've taken from this then is, so yes, there's a little bit of wisdom there that my kids, I'm going to start researching some stuff that I can pass on to my kids so that they've actually got more than just smell the milk and if it smells like cheese that it's off. For them to remember me by words of wisdom. But what I'm excited about is not only are they going to think about their eyes closing when you sneeze because of the sun, but I've also passed that wisdom on to you. And so next time you look up at the sun and you sneeze, you'll go, Katie told me about that.
Yeah. I think I taught my kids, just to wrap this up, I think I taught my kids maybe one thing, one thing only, and it's come off the back of this weekend. Was if you have really good stuff, don't leave it in your cupboard when it's raining constantly for 75,000 days in a row because it gets mold on it. And then the mold sends you crazy because it's ruining all your really good stuff. My girls saw me lose my – I was like, what was that? My leather jacket. Don't leave your leather jackets in your cupboard when it's raining nonstop in Queensland. You know Queensland, the place that's sunshine and, you know, blue skies and no, it's not. It just rains the whole time, just constant rain, and it sends your house moldy. And when you get mold on shit, it doesn't make you happy. It makes you really sad.
Well, there you go. That's another piece of wisdom. Take your leather to your children.
My girls were like, what is wrong with you? And I was like, look at all this stuff.
Leather goes moldy
if
you leave it in the cupboard when it's raining.
We've just had a lot of rain. So if you leave even your leather bags, leather shoes, anything that gets the mold on it, you have to have it out and air it. Like it needs to be in air. It can't be in pressed up against each other. So another hot tip, which they did learn, which was, I don't know, that'd be wise words, would be turn your air cons on to like one hot room and put all your good stuff in there because it won't go moldy if it's in hot air.
Oh, geez. So not only have we got to spend the amount that we spend through summer on air conditioning, now we have to put it on
heater
when it's raining as well.
One room, lock it up, heat it up and put all your good things in there because otherwise they go moldy.
Like a wine cellar. Like a clothes cellar.
It's just ridiculous that we're even having to discuss this. But yes, that's what my kids learned. My kids learn about mold on the weekend. Fucking mold. It's ruining my house. Ruining it.